सहनाववतु सहनो भुनक्तु वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं All of you must be thinking that why Auntie Ji is here today taking the class. Uncle Ji had to go to India for some important reason, so I am taking the class. As it is today, it is the last class, so I want to finish it. In our last class, we have seen that after completing the discourse, Bhagavan asked Arjun, Did you listen to me, whatever I have said, with single-pointed mind? And could you understand everything? Did your delusion go or not? If not, then tell me. Then I will tell you again. Then Arjun answers. He says four words. He says, Nashta moha, and then Gata sandeha, Sthitosmi, Smriti Lavtha, and lastly, fifth one, Karishye Vachanam Tava. Nashta Moha means ignorance is destroyed. Gata Sandhya, now there is no doubt. Sthitosmi, I am abiding in that knowledge. Smriti Lavtha, I am completely realized, and Karishye Vachanam Tava, I will do whatever you say. Whatever you have told, I will do that. I will follow that, your instructions. Now here, what is the meaning of this Smriti Labdhva? What is the meaning of Smriti? Smriti means remembrance, but here Smriti does not mean remembrance. Here it is that when we say that remembrance, what we remember, we can forget also. So out of sight, out of mind. But sometimes what happens that what we forget, we can remember that again. So here it is not like that. Here smriti means, remembrance means the abiding in the self. If we know our true nature, that I am Atman, and abiding in that, that is remembering myself. That is the remembering of the self. So Arjun says, smriti labdha. This way the purpose of all discussion is fulfilled. And now in the verse number 74, Sanjay is saying, Ityaham Vasudevasya Parthasya cha Mahatmanah Samvadam Imam Asrausham Adbhutam Roma Harshanam. He is describing everything, whatever had happened. Sanjay is describing that in detail to Dhritarashtra. Now he is saying, Ityaham Vasudevasya Parthasya Mahatmanah, that the dialogue, the samvadam evam asrosham. Asrosham means whatever I have heard. The samvad means the dialogue between Vasudev, Krishna, and Partha, Mahatmana. Here he is addressing Arjun, Mahatmana. So whatever I have heard, that is adbhutam. That is why it is adbhutam and it is roma harshanam. It is adbhutam, it is wonderful. It is something very special, extraordinary. Whatever I have heard. And it is Roma Harshanam. Means the hairs, they stand on end. Horripilation pollution happens. Whoever is listening, whoever will listen this Samvad, horripilation will happen. So that is why it is Adbhutam. And Arjun here, Sanjay is addressing Arjun, Mahatmana. Generally we say Mahatma to Lord Krishna, or some Mahatma means some Jnani, realized souls. We can call them Mahatma. But why Arjun is Mahatma here? Why Sanjay is saying the Mahatmana? Before the discourse, Arjun was deluded. He was Agyani. But now after getting this knowledge from Lord Krishna, he got the self-knowledge. Now he has become Gyani. Now he is no more deluded. He is no more Agyani. That is why he has become Mahatma now. So we can call him Mahatma. So he realized Vasudev as his own self. So who knows Vasudev? Krishna. He is Mahatma. So that is why Arjun is Mahatma here. Sanjay is very happy whatever he has seen and whatever he has heard. Now he is showing his gratitude to Vedavyasji. He is remembering Vedavyasji. He is saying in the next verse, verse 75, Vyasa prasadat shrutavan etad guhyam aham param. Yogam yogeshwarat krishnat sakshat kathayata swayam. Vyasa prasadat shrutavan etad guhyam aham param. So whatever I have heard, this discourse or this dialogue between Arjuna and Bhagavan, I could hear it because of the grace of Vedavyasji. Why? Because Vedavyasji gave him Divya Chakshu. And what is the speciality of Divya Chakshu? That he can hear whatever is happening, he can see whatever is happening, and he can understand the mind also, mind of each person, whoever were present in the battlefield. So that is why he is saying that because of his grace, I can hear this. And now why Vedavyasji chose Sanjay to give this Divya Drishti? Actually, Dhritarashtra, he wanted to know what is happening in the battlefield. But Vedavyasji, he did not give Divya Drishti to Dhritarashtra. He gave it to Sanjay. He did not choose Dhritarashtra because Dhritarashtra, he was a selfish person. In the first verse only we have seen that he is asking, Mamaka Pandavas Chaiva Kima Kurvata Sanjaya. Tell me Dharma Kshetra Kurukshetra. What is my children, Mamaka and Pandavas Chaiva and Pandavas, are doing in the battlefield, O Sanjay? Please tell me. So that means he is differentiating between his children and Pandavas. So that is why his mind is not pure. So he is not fit for this Divya Chakshu. And where is Sanjay? What is the meaning of Sanjay? Sanjay means Samyak Jay. Samyak means Samyak Rupena, very well. He wins very well his mind and his senses. He could control his mind and senses very well. So that is why his name is Sanjay. And Sanjay's mind was very pure. He was a devotee of Lord Krishna. He loved Pandavas more than Kauravas. But he was very loyal to Dhritarashtra because he was an employee of Dhritarashtra. And he, as he could control his senses, so he is, whatever he is telling, then that is without likes and dislikes. But what about us? Whenever we see something, we understand something, and when we tell something, in between it is colored by our vasana. As Sanjay's mind was very pure, so he was vasana free. That is why Vedavyasji, he chose Sanjay in millions and he gave him the Divya Chakshu. And Sanjay is showing his gratitude to him, because of his blessings, because he chose him. That is why he could also listen to this beautiful Adbhutam discourse. Sanjay is saying, Yogam Yogeshwarat Sakshat Yogeshwarat Krishna Sakshat Kathayata Swayam. Then yoga means this yoga. What is the meaning of yoga? Yoga means which unites with Lord. So that yoga, he has, Yogeshwarat Krishna Sakshat, he himself is giving this discourse. And I heard directly from his mouth. Actually, Bhagwan is giving discourse to Arjun. But because of Divya Chakshu, Sanjay is also getting the same thing. Whatever Arjun is getting there, he is also getting the same thing. Kathayata Swayam, he himself is saying. But we are also getting the same knowledge, the same thing. But we are getting through Guru Parampara. But here Sanjay is lucky that he is also listening from Lord's mouth. So that is why he is so happy. Now Sanjay is, he is this explaining, expressing his feeling in the next verse, verse 76. We'll chant. Rajan samsmritya samsmritya. Samvadam imam adbhutam. Keshavarjunayo punyam. Rishyami cha muhur muhuhu. Rajan samsmritya samsmritya. Samvadam imam adbhutam. Keshavarjunaya punnam. Rishyami cha muhur muhuhu. Sanjay is saying, Rajan, samsmritya, samsmritya, samvadam, imam, adbhutam. O king, he is addressing Dhritarashtra. O king, samsmritya, samsmritya, means samvadam, imam, adbhutam. Here also Sanjay is using this word, adbhutam. So samsmritya, samsmritya means remembering again and again. Two times he is saying samsmritya. That means remembering again and again this samvad, this dialogue between Arjun and Bhagwan, that this is adbhutam, this is wonderful. Why this dialogue is wonderful? It is wonderful because this knowledge, what Bhagwan gave to Arjun, that will liberate, it will give moksha. No other knowledge can give moksha. But this knowledge can give moksha. That is why it is adbhut. It is most wonderful. Keshavar junayaho punyam rishyamicha muhur muhu. Now, this dialogue between Keshav and Arjun, this is punyam. This is very sacred. Why? Because just listening to it, it will destroy all our sins. And that is why rishyamicha muhur muhu. Whenever I am remembering it, I am thrilled. My heart is filled with joy and love. So this way he is expressing. Whenever I remember, I enjoy. What? That Arjun is asking question and Bhagawan is answering in different ways. I am remembering that and I am enjoying that again and again. And he is showing his gratitude because this knowledge will liberate. The spiritual knowledge only can liberate us. We also should be gratitude to our spiritual teachers. If somebody gives us anything, any small thing, we are grateful to that person and we say thank you. And should we not be thankful and grateful to our teachers who gives us this, the knowledge which can liberate? Yes, we should do that. So this way Sanjay is expressing his gratitude. Now why Sanjay is explaining it in such detail to Dhritarashtra? So some commentators say that Sanjay is still expecting that Dhritarashtra will stop the war at least on the 10th day. So that is why he is telling. Secondly, he is thinking that if I explain the knowledge properly to Dhritarashtra, may sometimes he may also want to know this knowledge, he may also want to learn this knowledge, he can become mumukshu. But nothing happened that, like that. Dhritarashtra was sitting quietly. There was no response from Dhritarashtra's side. But one very special thing happened to Sanjay. That is the impression of this samvad, of this dialogue, of this discourse, and the drishya, that means the scene of Bhagavan's Vishwarup, Bhagavan's cosmic form. It was so deep that whenever he is remembering it, Romharshan is happening. Hari pulsation is happening. It is not that there, when he saw that time only there was Hari pulsation. It is not that. Afterwards also, whenever he is remembering that, the Bhagavan's discourse and his Vishwarup, he is getting the same type of Hari pulsation again and again. So in the next verse also, verse number 77, again Bhagavan is using this word, adbhutam. But in some different way, we will see that. తచ్చ సంస్మృత్య సంస్మృత్య రూపం అత్యద్భుతం హరే విస్మయో మే మహాన్ రాజన్ రిష్యామి చ పునః పునః తచ్చ సంస్మృత్య సంస్మృత్య రూపం అత్యద్భుతం హరే విస్మయో మే మహాన్ రాజన్ రిష్యామి చ పునః పునః. Again he is using the same word samsmritya samsmritya, remembering again and again. What? Rupam atyadbhutam hare. Atyadbhutam, atyadbhutam. The most wonderful. Here he is saying that rupam, remembering the rup, the Vishwarup of Lord, which is most wonderful. In the last verse, it was in verse number 76 that the knowledge was wonderful. Here he is saying the roop was also, Vishwaroop was also wonderful. Why? Because Arjun was seeing all, means whole cosmos in at one place, in Bhagavan's body. So Bhagavan was showing Arjun the whole cosmos in his body only, and Arjun could see the future also. He saw that the everybody including Dronacharya and Bhishma Pitamaha and Karna and then Duryodhan and all the soldiers from the both sides, Pandavas and Kauravas, whoever was present there, all of them are entering in Bhagavan's mouth. And that means on all of them will die. Nobody will live. And that actually that happened. After the battle was ended, that time only 5 Pandavas were there. And all others, but only Sanjay, he was with Dhritarashtra, and Dhritarashtra, Gandhari, and Sanjay. And all others died. And whoever was present in that battlefield, nobody lived after that. So, tatcha samsmritya samsmritya rupam atyad bhutam hare. So, remembering that again and again, Sanjay is enjoying it. Vismayo me mahan rajan rishyamicha punah punah. So Sanjay is wondering, he is Vishmai, means he is very surprised to see that Bhagavan's roop, and that which is very great. Mahan means his roop is also, his Vishwaroop is also very great, and his joy, Sanjay's joy is also very great. He is remembering, he is thinking that Arjun was really lucky. Arjun is so lucky that he is observing it, standing in front of Bhagavan, and he feels himself that I am also lucky. I am also seeing the same thing because of my Divya Chakshu. And Duryodhan also saw his Vishwaroop. When the Bhagavan actually went as an ambassador to Kaurav Sabha to stop the war, he never wanted that war to happen. But Duryodhan that time he did not listen to it. And Dhritarashtra kept quiet. And there only Bhagavan showed his Vishwaroop. But Duryodhan, he used to think him that he is a magician. So he thought that he is showing the magic. So he could not understand the meaning of that. So he was very unlucky. The same thing he saw, but he could not understand. Now Sanjay is saying that Arjun saw Vishwaroop standing at one place. And he saw the Lord all around. And Arjun is thinking, which side I should prostrate? Lord is everywhere. Lord is all around. So he was thinking, which side should I prostrate to Lord? That is, thinking that, Sanjay is also saying, Rishami. Rishami means, I am thrilled by that joy. My heart is fulfilled with love. This way Sanjay is expressing his feeling to Dhritarashtra about the sight. Now the last shloka, in the last shloka Sanjay is expressing his opinion. It is a very deep shloka, very famous and very important and full of values. So let us read the last shloka, verse number 78. यत्र योगेश्वर कृष्णः यत्र पार्थो धनुर्धरः तत्र श्रीर्विजयो भूतिः ध्रुवानीतिर्मतिर्मम यत्र योगेश्वर कृष्णः यत्र पार्थो धनुर्धरः तत्र श्रीर्विजयो भूतिः ध्रुवानीतिर्मतिर्मम ध्रुवानीतिर्मतिर्मम द लास्ट पाद ध्रुवा मीन्स फर्म नीति मीन्स पॉलिसी एंड हियर संजय इज सेइंग मति मम इट इज माय फर्म ओपिनियन व्हाट इज हिज फर्म ओपिनियन द फर्स्ट पाद यत्र योगेश्वर कृष्ण Wherever Lord Krishna, who is Yogeshwar, Yogeshwar means the master of all practices, all yogas, master of yoga means how many yogas are there? Karma yoga, bhakti yoga, jnana yoga, then we can say japa yoga, dhyana yoga and hatha yoga. So there are many yogas. So he is the master of all yogas. So wherever he is there, the master of all yoga, Krishna, Lord Krishna, he is there. And yatra partho dhanurdhara. And where partha holding the bow is there. Dhanurdhara means the great archer. Where partha, Arjun, is standing holding the bow and ready to act. Then Sanjay says, it is an ideal combination. And what will happen? What will be the result? That tatra, four things will happen. There will be four things. Tatra Shri, Vijay, Bhuti and Dhruvaniti. Shri means wealth, prosperity and there will be no poverty. And Vijay, victory. And victory brings joy, happiness, success. And Bhuti means glory, outstanding achievement, expansion. Expansion will be there. And Dhruvaniti means firm policy. Niti means policy, morality, ethics, values. So the firm policy or morality or values will be there. Wherever there is the combination of Lord Krishna and Arjun, then there these four things will happen. So what is the implication of this? Now it is relevant today also. Pujya Gurudev says that Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, here Lord Krishna represents a man of vision. A noble vision, a total vision of life, he knows all aspects of life. And then Yatra Partho Dhanurdharaha, represent a man of action, ready to act. In the beginning of Gita, Arjun did, he just kept aside his dhanush. Now, after the discourse, he is holding the dhanush and he is saying, Karishye Vachanam Tava. Now he is ready to act. If this combination is there, that there is a visionary and people are ready to act, then the society will flourish. Action without a vision, it is incomplete. And vision without action, that is also incomplete. So this way, the Gita includes that with this firm conviction, that the spiritual knowledge and the dexterity of karma, action, should be together. So if it is there, then there will be peace and there will be prosperity. If only action is there, but no vision, then there will be no peace. If only vision is there, there is no action, then also there will be no peace. But very rarely we find these two combinations together in the society, in the world. One class of people, they are active, productive and prosperous. But such people, they lose their peace of mind. And one class of people are there who have little bit of peace of mind. But they are not active, they are not productive. So then this Vijay, Bhuti, these things will not happen. So these two things should be there together. The ideas, if you have only ideas, the ideas, they don't have hands and legs. So somebody is needed to implement those ideas. And on the other hand, if the vision is there and you are acting, somebody started the work without a guidance, then that is moha dharavyate. You have started your work without thinking. That also will not give you vijay, sri, vijay and bhuti. The Gurudev says that it is an ideal marriage between action and vision, or karma and jnana. So some has vision but no action, other act but no vision. Both will harm. So here Sri also means that your inner wealth also. Your inner personality will glow if you have that. Now this is applicable to individual, company and then state and our nation or universe. Everywhere this combination should be there. In Kindle Life, we have seen that Gurudev wrote that if you want to grow the society, then you have to grow each individual. If each individual is grown, automatically that's why society will flourish. The same way that if then there will be vijay, that person will win. Before he was afraid of the situation, now he will become the master of the situation. We should try that. And if it is there, then bhuti will be there. What is bhuti? Bhuti is expansion. So it is not that just you got something and you are sitting quietly. No, real progress is in the expansion. We see that in our Chinmay Mission also. In Chinmay Mission, there is a perfect blend of our action and our vision. So therefore, expansion is also there. So therefore, Dhruva Niti, that policy, that firm policy should be there, and it indicates the righteousness also. We see in India that every 5 years our government is changing. So the policy is also changing, so that creates confusion in the mind of public. So if the policy is same, that the nation will progress. Many countries, they encourage tourism and they allow the hotels to start casino or drinking. But if you earn money like that, unrighteously, without the spirituality, then what will happen? Only agitation will be there. So this way, this combination of vision and action should be there. And we find this combination in Raja, King Janak or Dasharatha. That is why there kingdom was also so much prosperous. And after later, we have seen many kingdoms were very wealthy, they have money, but they don't have any vision. That is why those kingdoms are destroyed also. So this way, in the last sloka, the last line says that Tatra Sri Vijayo Bhutihi Dhruva Niti Matir Mama. The last word is Mama. Gita ends with Mama, the word Mama. And Gita starts with Dharma Kshetre Kshetri Kuru Kshetre Samaveda Yudhsavaha. Starts with Dharma and ends with Mama. So what is the message for us? Mama Dharma. So what is our Dharma? So here it is said that Bhagavan gave the self-knowledge in Gita. So what is our Dharma? Our Dharma is Atma. We have to realize our Dharma means we have to realize our Atma. We should know that my real nature, true nature is Atman only. But what we think that we are body. Actually, we are not body, we are Atma. Secondly, Dharma means our duty according to our varna, according to our ashram, according to our position in the society. So we should do our duty. How we will do our duty, that also Gita teaches us. Niyatam kuru karmatvam. We, according to this, our varna and ashram and our position, we should do our niyata karma. What is niyata karma?
Naimittik plus
How many karmas are there?
Six.
Then what is niyata karma? नियत कर्म नहीं नहीं यू हैव टू टेल मी टू नैमित्तिक इज ओके व्हाट इज द अदर वन नित्य नित्य एंड नैमित्तिक दीज टू आर नियत कर्म वी हैव टू डू दैट फॉलो दैट सो नियतम कुरु कर्मत्वम सेकेंडली स्वधर्मे निधरम श्रेय परधर्म भयावह the if you are if you perish following your own dharma that is also better than following others dharma so that is also our duty to follow our own dharma yagyarthat karmanyanatra lokoyam karma bandhanah we should perform how we shall perform our duty as a karma yog yagyarthat just like as the, our nature is doing yagyarthat nature is not keeping anything for itself like the sun is giving light and the rivers they give water and wind give us oxygen and the trees they give us fruits mango never keeps the fruits for itself so they are all of them the nature they are doing their karma as yagya yagyarthat we should also the karma yoga this is karma yoga only selfless activity we should do also do the our karma And our Veda, Veda deals with these two main topics. That is, one is Dharma, other is Brahma, Brahman. So Gita teaches us what is our Dharma. And what is our Dharma? What is the nature of Atma? What is the nature of Atma? That also Gita tells us. Na jayate mriyate eva kadachit. Then it is, Atman can never be born and can never die. It is nitya. Then nainam chindanti shastrani, nainam dahati pavakaha. The weapon cannot cut it. And the fire cannot burn it. Why? Because there is no form. It is formless. So it is nitya, nirgun, nirakar. And it is nitya also. This way we can get everything. What is our karma? What is our dharma? What is our nature? The Gita teaches us everything. Now, with this, with the grace of Lord and Pujya Gurudev and blessings of Guruji, we could complete our Bhagavad Gita successfully today. We express our gratitude to Pujya Gurudev, Guruji and our Guru Parampara that gave us the opportunity to share our thoughts. And we prostrate to Lord Krishna and Vedavyasji. Now that we should also, let Lord bless us that we may also abide in this self-knowledge and get moksha in this life only. Now we have to see the Pushpika Vakya. First we will chant, then we will see the meaning. Om Tat Sat Iti श्रीमद् भगवत गीतासु उपनिषत्सु ब्रह्म विद्यायां योगशास्त्रे श्रीकृष्णार्जुन संवादे मोक्ष संन्यास योगो नाम अष्टदशोध्यायः ओम तत्सत इति दिट इज द नेम ऑफ ब्रह्मन वी चैंट दिस फॉर सक्सेस व्हेनेवर वी डू समथिंग सम नोबल वर्क समथिंग गुड देन आफ्टर दैट इफ वी चैंट दिस ओम तत्सत देन विल बी सक्सेसफुल श्रीमद् भगवत गीतासु उपनिषत्सु सप्तमी विभक्ति Gitasu Upanishatsu means in Gita, in Upanishad. The when we chant that, Gita Dhyan Sloka, Sarva Upanishado Gao Dogda Gopala Nandana. Where, what is Gita? Gita is the essence of all Upanishad. So Bhagavad Gitasu means Upanishatsu. It is in the Upanishad. What is there in the Upanishad? What is the essence of Upanishad? That is Brahma Vidya. Brahma Vidyayam. And that is our goal. We have to reach to that, Brahma Vidya. We must realize. Yoga Shastri, three yogas are there in Bhagavad Gita. कर्मयोग, भक्ति योग एंड ज्ञान योग. द योग शास्त्रे दीज योगास आर द मीन्स टू अचीव अवर गोल. सो इन गीता द गोल इज ऑल्सो, भगवान टोल्ड द गोल ऑल्सो एंड हाउ टू अचीव द मीन्स ऑल्सो. श्री कृष्णार्जुन संवादे एंड इट इज इन द फॉर्म ऑफ डायलॉग बिटवीन लॉर्ड कृष्णा एंड अर्जुन. नाउ देयर आर थ्री थिंग्स, वन इज वाद, वितंडा एंड संवाद. व्हाट इज वाद? इन वाद वन जस्ट ट्राइज टू एस्टैब्लिश हिज ओन ओपिनियन. अदर्स ऑल्सो हैव देयर ओन ओपिनियन बट दैट पर्सन विल ट्राई टू एस्टैब्लिश हिज ओन ओपिनियन, दैट इज वाद. वितंडा, that person, he wants to cut others, whatever others are saying, he will cut that. Others' opinion, no, no, this is not correct. If you say something else, no, this is not correct. And then if you ask him, what is your opinion, he will keep quiet. Why? Because he does not have any opinion. That is why he will cut others' opinion. So that is vitanda. And what is samvad? Samvad is dialogue between guru and shisha. It is in a question and answer form. So here Arjun is asking questions and Lord is answering all the questions of Arjun very patiently. There is no agitation. So in our scripture, in all Upanishads and in Bhagavad Gita also we saw that everything is samvad only. Everything is written in question and answer form. The disciple is asking question and guru is answering. If until the doubt is clear, totally gone, the guru will go on answering his question. But we should not do any kutarka. Just to test our teacher or guru, if he knows this or not. But if really we don't understand, we can ask it 100 times. And his teacher has to explain it to the teacher until he understands properly. So Krishna Arjuna Samvade. Moksha Sanyasa Yoga. This is yoga of liberation through renunciation. The renunciation means tyag. So what is the difference between tyag and sannyas? In the first sloka only, Arjun asks this question to Bhagavan. What is the difference between tyag and sannyas? Now today is the last class. Can anybody say what is the difference between tyag and sannyas? What is tyag? Renunciation of the fruits of action. That is tyag. And sannyas? Renunciation of ego. So it is this 18th chapter. Here Lord talks about sannyas. Here he is telling mainly about sarva karma sannyas. That means if you are free from all karma, then that is real sannyas. So today we finished our Gita. Gita is ended. Are you happy?
Very happy.
Very happy that Gita has... But I think somebody is unhappy that the class is ending. But actually, it is not that we will start this class again after our summer vacation from the first chapter. Now it is our, you know, tradition, it is in our tradition that we, after completing one text, we should chant the first sloka. So that means we are not ending our study, our study is going on. So actually we will chant three slokas. First sloka and 66th and 78th, the last sloka of 18th chapter. The first sloka, can we chant together or lead and follow? Can everybody chant together or lead and follow? Lead and follow, I knew that. Dharma kshetre kuru kshetre. Now first we should say, Dhritarashtra yuvacha. Dharma kshetre kuru kshetre. Samaveta yuyutsavaha. Mamaka pandavaschaiva. Kimakurvata sanjaya. Then 66th sloka of 18th chapter. Sri Bhagavanu vacha. सर्वधर्मान् परित्यज्य मामेकं शरणं व्रज अहं त्वा सर्वपापेभ्यः मोक्षयिष्यामि मा शुचः. लास्ट् वन्. संजये उवाच यत्र योगेश्वर कृष्णः तत्र पार्थो धनुर्धरः तत्र श्रीर्विजयो भूतिः ध्रुवानीतिर्मतिर्मम. ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. हरि ओम. श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरि ओम.